On June 5th, 1944, just hours before the Allied forces launched their attack on the beaches of Normandy, ushering in D-Day, Rex Stewart's Big Eight were in the recording studios in New York City to make this side for the Keynote label. It's called I'm True to You. Wow, what a great way to start off this edition of the Shellac Stack, a program featuring music from the first half of the 20th century, all played from original 78 RPM records. That was Rex Stewart's Big Eight, recorded in June of 1944, a tune called I'm True to You, which was composed by the band's guitarist on that date, Brick Fleagle. In addition to Rex Stewart on cornet, we heard Tab Smith on the alto sax, Harry Carney baritone sax, Lawrence Brown on trombone, the great Johnny Guarnieri on piano, of course Brick Fleagle guitar, Sid Weiss on bass, and Cozy Cole rounding things out on the drums. The label says that was a Hot Record Society session under the supervision of Steve Smith. And quite a hot record that was. The flip side is a little more atmospheric, a little moody thing called Swamp Mist. I like both sides. Maybe one of these days we'll We'll give you the other side, but that's keynote record number 1306. My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to the Shellac Stack. I thank you very much for joining me for this little record spinning session where we listen to old discs, and I've got quite the varied playlist for you today. We're going to be hearing some classical selections, some boogie-woogie theater organ. We've got Dixieland in the queue, as well as some 20s dance bands and even an operatic parody or two. So we'll have fun today, and we're going to begin things properly now with a selection by Pablo de Sarasate. This is a request from my Facebook friend Jihoon Suk, who asked to hear this. He noted that some time ago I played a Pablo de Sarasate record on one of the earlier Shellac Stack programs and wondered if I might turn it over and play the other side. So that's what we're going to do. This is Sarasate playing his own composition, Tarantelle. It was recorded in Paris in 1904, so probably the oldest record on today's stack, issued here on his master's voice record, number E183. This was pressed up sometime later, probably in the 1920s or very early 1930s, directly from the original masters. And what I find interesting about this record is, although Sarasate's violin playing is absolutely phenomenal, the recording itself is rather crude. You'll notice at the very beginning, you'll hear somebody talking for a few moments just before Sarasate starts playing. And at the end of the record, there's a little extra band where Sarasate plays an extended A so that you can tune your phonograph, because old spring-wound phonograph motors didn't always turn at exactly 78.26, and records weren't always recorded at that time at exactly 78.26. So to be sure you were hearing Sarasate at the proper pitch, they give you an A so that you can adjust the speed of your phonograph up or down so that it plays in the proper pitch. So I have done that ahead of time so that we'll hear this at A440, which I guess you could debate whether that's exactly the proper pitch to play it at, but you'll have to make do. Here we go then with Pablo de Sarasate. I hope you'll enjoy this. It's a really phenomenal record, his Tarantelle. Thank you. Those two records were recorded 46 years apart, and musically they're totally in opposite universes, it might seem. But that's part of the fun of the Shellac Stack, I think, is just pulling out records and enjoying the rich variety of music that was put on disc in the first half of the 20th century. We started with Pablo de Sarasate playing his own violin composition, the Tarantelle, recorded in Paris in 1904, just 4 years before Sarasate died of chronic bronchitis. Sarasate was already 60 years old when he made that recording, and I think it's just phenomenal for a violinist of any age to be able to compose and play that wonderful record. Thanks to Jihoon Suk for suggesting that. After that, we heard George Wright at the theater organ, and before you ask, no, he's no relation to me, at least not that I know of. I grew up in Virginia. He grew up out in California quite some years before me, and I don't know of any relation, but a wonderful theater organist who came along in the years just as silent films were waning. He never really had much opportunity to accompany silent films during their heyday, but he did perform on NBC Blue Radio quite a bit and spent many years at the Paramount Theater, I believe, in New York City, which is where I think he recorded that one for King Records on January 16th, 1950. He calls it the Times Square Boogie, really just a reworking of that famous Pinetop Smith Boogie Woogie. And that was King Record number 15065. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and actually early 1900-aughts, whatever we're going to call those opening few years of the 20th century. We try to feature quite a few of them here. And if you have a request or a suggestion or a comment, I welcome your email anytime, shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message through my website, www.briansright.com. You can also listen to previous programs in the Shellac Stack series there. You can see label scans if you are extremely bored. You can even see my schedule of where I'll be out and about playing piano. I sometimes go around and give ragtime concerts, and if you happen to be in an area where I'm headed, you can find that out on my website too. Okay, more records. And I've got a couple of Dixieland-themed numbers. Some, well, we might call it more charitably traditional jazz, I suppose. First, we'll hear the Rushton's California Ramblers. And I've always been a big fan of Adrian Rollini and the bass sax in jazz. And of course, there was nobody else quite like Adrian Rollini, but there were a few that came along who emulated him somewhat, Joe Rushton being one of the better of them. And this is a recording made for the Jump label in Hollywood on December 15th, 1945. It's a tune that goes back to the late 20s by Rodgers and Hart called The Girlfriend. And in the band, we'll hear Chuck McKee on the trumpet, Paul Wiegand, on trombone, Rosie McHarg on clarinet, Joe Rushton on the bass sax, the great Stanley Reitzman at the piano, Gus Van Camp plays the bass, and Orm Downs plays the drums on The Girlfriend. We'll follow that with a little oddity I picked up not too long ago, a record on the Fine label, number 12453, by a group calling itself the Dixieland Ramblers, and they're quite good, as I think you'll hear, and we'll hear them do a Jelly Roll Morton tune, the Meilenberg Joys. But first, here's Rushton's California Ramblers. Thank you. Fine Records. The label that put that out was a little locally based record company in Rochester, New York, in the late 40s and early 50s. Not a whole lot seems to be known about them, but they made some nice recordings, you might even say some fine recordings, and that was the Dixieland Ramblers, a group that consisted of Dick Oakley on trumpet, Ralph Unterborn on clarinet, Hank Berger trombone, Bill Bennett on guitar, Max McCarthy bass, and Red Hawley on drums. A very spirited rendition of the Meilenberg Joys. Before that, Rushton's California Ramblers, Joe Rushton, bass sax and leader for The Girlfriend, recorded in Los Angeles in December of 1945 and issued on the Jump label with the bright orange label. Jump 23 was the record label and number on that. Well, this past week, I traveled to Lynchburg, Virginia, my good old hometown, where I had a couple of ragtime concerts, but the big event, really, came on Thursday when I was honored to be asked to speak at the dedication of a state historical marker for Lucille Barrow Turner. And if the name doesn't mean much to you, I hope it might after the end of this program. Seal Turner, as she was better known, was a singer from the Lynchburg region who, in 1930, hit the big time when she traveled every week up to New York City to broadcast over NBC Blue Radio just after Amos and Andy with a program called Songs Out of the South. She was a housewife, a white lady of some means, with a family, a husband who worked at an overall factory, and she made it her mission to document, preserve, and perform African-American spirituals and folk songs at a time when almost nobody else was really doing that with any seriousness. And Seal Turner had a wonderful, marvelous voice. She had a flawless piano technique. She had trained for some years at the New England Conservatory of Music, and she put all this to use on her radio program, which won fans all over the country. And the Jones Memorial Library in Lynchburg now houses her collection of papers, recordings, and other effects. And I've spent quite some time there over the years looking through some of the letters that listeners wrote to her when her radio program was on the air, and they're fascinating to read. And even more fascinating, though, is to actually listen to Seal Turner, which is what we're going to do now. In the late 1930s, John Hammond, the famous producer who recorded Bessie Smith for Columbia Records, among many others, helped discover Charlie Christian, he invited Seal Turner to come to New York and make recordings for Columbia Masterworks. The recordings were made, but unfortunately some copyright issues arose and the recordings were never released. And it's a pity, too, because they're really wonderful recordings. I've managed to hear some test pressings of them. But she made her first commercial recordings that were released in the late 1940s. She recorded these privately and pressed them on some shellac 10-inch records, which were sold mostly locally in the Lynchburg region. She had an album called Blue Jeans, and then she reissued a couple of selections from it on some beautiful red vinyl pressings a couple years later under the title Seal Turner's Blues. And it's from that album that we'll hear these next two selections. First, Crapshoot and Sinner, a real fun tune, which she recorded about 10 years later again for Colonial Records, and that rhythm and blues rockabilly-flavored one is quite hot, I understand, on today's R&B dance scene in Europe and other places where 45s of the 50s and 60s are spun for dancers. They seem to like this one. After that, we'll hear another of her compositions called The Full of the Moon, which she also later recorded for Colonial. But in this set, we'll hear the 78 versions, both of them, starting with Crapshoot and Sinner. Here's Seal Turner, composer, pianist, and singer on these records. I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I do. Here's Crapshoot and Sinner.
I don't reckon any of you all ever shot craps, You know, roll them bones. Come on, baby, need new shoes. Ate a fornicator. Well, this is the story of a guy with a talent. A guy with a talent for rolling the sevens and elevens. I go to church on Sunday, prayer meeting too, but on Saturday night I got my sinning to do. Now brothers and sisters, between I and you, on Saturday night I got a little sin. sinning to do. I keep step with my preacher every day in the week, but on Saturday night I got my sinning to seek. And I just roll them bones, be it wrong or right, I's a crab shooting sinner on Saturday night. When I die, y'all get me ready for heaven, but be sure and put in my pocket my sevens and my elevens. Y'all know when I get up to heaven, St. Peter might say, boy, what you got in your pocket? I'm gonna say, St. Peter, I'm gonna tell you the truth. You see, I brought all my bones. St. Peter gonna say, well, boy, they loaded. I gonna say, St. Peter, loaded? No, sir. You know that the book say that everybody got a talent. Some folks could work. Look like they got pleasure out of working. But St. Peter worked there somehow didn't, well, you know, it just didn't agree with me. And I had to roll bones for a living. You see, St. Peter, you take them in your hand like this and you blow on them, you see. And you say, just talking sweet to them and easy. Come on, a little Joseph, I'm from Arimathea, a daddy biblical boy with the coat of many colors. St. Peter, you brought me luck. Lord, look, St. Peter, I done crapped. Well, y'all know St. Peter might say to me, well, boy, you sure that was the only work that you could do? And I'm going to say, yes, that was my work. And he might say, well, you know that you said it ain't loaded. No, sir, they ain't loaded. Well, come on, bring them on in. They called you crab shooting sinner, but crabs want no sin. Go to church on Sunday, prayer meeting too, but on Saturday night I got my sinning to do. Now brothers and sisters, tween I and you, on Saturday night I got a little sinning to do. Now every dirt farmer knows that you plant root crops on the dark of the moon. But if you want a crop that grows above the ground, you wait till the moon is full. I work all day and half the night to plant my taters when the moon is right. I plant my taters on the dark of the moon. Eat my vittles with a silver spoon and plant my kisses on the light of the moon. I plant my kisses on the full of the moon. Work is over, time to play. Man in the moon is looking my way. Sign for loving is the full of the moon. Take my hand, 'cause I got money, I'm gonna treat you grand. Hold me tight, I'm doing babe, are you doing all right? See that moonshine on the floor, you put the cat out, I lock that door. Sign for loving is the full of the moon. I say the sign for loving is the full of the moon. Lord, look at them stars. That old heaven just full of stars. And one is shooting. Woo! You know what that means? She loved me. She loved me. See that moonshine on the floor, you put the cat out, I love the door. San Paul loving is a full of that old moon.
The great Lucille Barrow Turner there, or Seal Turner as she was more commonly known, and two of her own compositions with herself singing and playing piano. And first we heard Crapshoot and Sinner, after that one called Full O' the Moon, both of those recorded about 1947. Seal Turner, a couple of years later, started recording for the Colonial Records label out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, ended up producing an LP and a handful of 45s for that label from the 1950s into the early 1960s. In 1959, she had a TV program called Songs Out of the South. It was an 8-part series that was distributed nationally by NET, which was the forerunner of today's PBS. And films of those Songs Out of the South programs have recently been unearthed at the Library of Congress. It was thought for many years that no copies existed, but the Library of Congress had some, and I've seen a few transfers of them, and they're absolutely wonderful. I hope one of these days those might be more widely available. In the meantime, all of Seal Turner's recordings are widely available, at least for a short time yet. Some 10 years ago, with the help of her family, I produced a 2-CD set on my Rivermont label called Makin' Glory, which features those two records we just heard, and indeed all of Seal Turner's commercial recordings, along with some radio broadcast excerpts, some live concert appearances, and more. So if you'd like to hear more of Seal Turner or learn a bit more about her, it comes with a fairly substantial booklet I put together with pictures and a history of her performing career. You can find that on my website, www.briansright.com. On the page for this program, I'll put a link to that CD. I will warn you, though, quantities are limited. 10 years ago, we pressed up 1,000 of them, and we're down now to, I think, only about 30 copies left. So if you want one, act fast. I, of course, highly recommend it. I couldn't do otherwise, but I think it's a wonderful set of recordings, and I'm just in awe of her voice, and I love her charming accent, and I hope you enjoy Seal Turner's music as much as I do. And again, it was an honor to be able to speak at the dedication of the State Historical Marker in her honor in Lynchburg this past week, and I'd like to thank Jane Barber White, who organized all of that and was really the moving force behind getting that Seal Turner marker up. Okay, let's turn to the 1920s now, and a couple of selections. First, from August of 1925, we'll head to New York City to hear Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders and a tune called The Promenade Walk, or perhaps I should say The Promenade Walk. This is Victor 19756. After that, another Victor record, a little bit more mysterious perhaps, by a group known simply as The Pebbles, and we'll hear the Hot Pebble Blues. Now, the composers on this are Alphonsus Agee and Baxter White. So since it is the Hot Pebble Blues and the group is The Pebbles, I'm going to assume, that's dangerous, but I'm going to assume that The Pebbles were Alphonsus Agee and Baxter White. This was recorded in Chicago, Illinois, June 8th, 1927, in a little temporary recording set up at 952 North Michigan Avenue, for those of you who might be in the Chicago area and are curious. Anyway, let's have a listen to these. First, here's Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, a little dance band thing to get us going, The Promenade Walk. Thank you. That was Victor record number 20774, a group called simply The Pebbles and The Hot Pebble Blues, recorded in June of 1927 in Chicago. Before that, Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, The Promenade Walk, Victor 19756, one of those great early electric Victor Batwing records from August of 1925. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to The Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century, and we'll move right along now to something from Lou Gold and his orchestra. This is perfect record number 15489. The song is I'm Through With Love, and the singer is Scrappy Lambert from June of 1931. After that, we'll hear Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, Columbia 35295. I'm Fit to Be Tied is the tune, and Jenny Sims will sing it for us, recorded in Los Angeles, October 26th, 1939. Little side note here, Kay Kaiser and Seal Turner, whom we heard a short while ago, were apparently quite close friends. I just learned this recently, but Seal Turner was living for most of her life in South Central Virginia. Kay Kaiser was not that far away, living for quite a while in North Carolina, and apparently the two would get together fairly often. Seal Turner would take her family down to visit the Kaisers at their home in North Carolina, and there's all kinds of family stories about swimming in the Kaiser swimming pool and having dinner, and apparently Kay Kaiser was quite the gentleman, quite the friendly guy, as you might expect from his radio programs of the 30s and 40s, things like Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, where he really comes across as quite a charming guy. Anyway, let's listen now. First, here's Lou Gold and his orchestra, I'm Through With Love. Thank you.
don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy frigid air, and I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me, for you had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing that used to be, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love.
Jenny Sims, time up, child.
I'm fit to be tied. I'm burning inside. Just the thought of losing you makes me cry, makes me blue, and I'm fit to be tied. I'm fit to be tied. No hiding my pride. Blame no one but myself, I'm so mad at myself, I'm fit to be tied. Forever and ever I'll say, I'm sorry I made you so blue. Forever and ever I'll pay, for hurting somebody like you, I'm fit to be tied. And there's something inside, and it pounds and it beats and it beats and repeats till I'm fit to be tied. To be tied, there's something inside, and it pounds and it beats and it beats and repeats, and it beats and it beats and it beats and it beats, and it beats till I'm fit to be tied. I'm fit to be tied.
We started that little set off with a record by Lou Gold and his orchestra, I'm Through With Love. That was Scrappy Lambert singing in June of 1931. After that, Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, a Columbia 78 from October of 1939, with Jenny Sims singing I'm Fit to be Tied. Up next, I have an Edison record. This is one of those super thick records, cut vertically. Recorded January 12, 1922 in New York City. It's Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, those popular early radio entertainers, often known as the Happiness Boys or the Interwoven Pair when broadcasting for Interwoven Socks. I'm sure they had other sponsorship names through the years, but they're credited under their real names here on the label Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. And this is a little operatic send-up, a little parody on opera, called Operatic Syncopation. Edison 50917 is the record. Hope you'll enjoy this.
One night at the opera, and I dreamt that the melodies that made the old master famous were written in raggy keys.
Oh, now with your kind permission, we will throw upon the screen of your mind a little song
to show you what we
think a little bit of William Tell, a pretty thing, the hardest thing, and it always gets applause if you really do it well. Just take one bar of that evening star.
I love that melody. Oh, how it sings to me. Just listen. Oh, how I love a big opera band.
You ought to hear it.
One that plays classical music grand.
Don't be near it.
Gives me a feeling I can't understand.
It goes to my brain, I'm near insane.
When I hear that sweet refrain.
Come on and hear the pretty little melodies of all the old composers. Come on, let's go, it's only 5 o'clock and every side we'll see some show, let's go.
Oh, I don't want to go.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, I said I wouldn't go.
But I think you better go.
No.
Everybody loves to hear a good song. It's at a rank time. Everybody loves to hear grand opera. It surely is fine. Maybe you'll go to see that big show. Oh, don't say no.
All right. I'll go,
and we'll both go to see that great big opera show. And you all know that it is something well out there, don't fail. We'll all be
And there you have a record called Operatic Syncopation by Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, recorded for the Edison label in January of 1922. And with that, we reach the end of today's stack of 78, but I have one more for you, and it's something of a request, but not really. that merits a bit of a story, and the real story may be too long to relate here, but some time ago, a few weeks ago, Gary of Stone Mountain, Georgia, sent me an email looking for a song that he thought might be called Adorable. And there are several songs that he said it's not. It's not the song A, You're Adorable, and it's not really the song I'm going to play for you, which is called Adorable. More likely, it's a version of the song called Here in My Arms from the show Dearest Enemy, a Rodgers and Hart collaboration. And Gary says he's looking for a version of this that contains the line, "It's grand that you think I'm adorable too." Well, that doesn't seem to be in the song Here in My Arms, which, because it repeats the phrase adorable so often, has often been called adorable. That also doesn't turn up in the lyrics to the Adorable record that I'm about to play for you, and as I already said, we already know it's not the song A, You're Adorable. Anyway, I thought rather than play nothing, because I haven't been able to turn up the song that Gary was asking after, although I'll keep looking for it, I thought we'd listen to the adorable song written by Tom Ford and Ray Winburn and recorded here by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra in July of 1926 for the Victor label. Victor 20106 is the record number here. And the song is called Adorable. And we'll hear Gladys Rice and Carl Matthew sing the vocal on this. So apologies, Gary, I know this isn't what you were looking for, but I still haven't quite found the one you were after. But in the meantime, I hope you'll enjoy this, and I hope the rest of our listeners will as well. Thanks for joining me on the Shellac Stack. It's been fun playing these records for you. I hope to be back before too much longer with another edition. In the meantime, take care and enjoy this last number, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Kiss the full of bliss of heaven and me. Oh, you are sweet of all.